Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A top U.S. spy chief has testified the evidence is firm that Russia interfered with the U.S. presidential election. National Intelligence Director James Clapper spoke before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This was a multifaceted campaign, so the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
President-elect Donald Trump, who has made no secret of his admiration for Russian President Vladimir Putin, has said he has serious doubts Russia was involved in the hacking. Police in Bangladesh today say they have shot and killed two suspects in last year's brutal attack on a cafe in Dhaka. While Islamic State claim responsibility for that attack, Bangladeshi officials say the attackers were members of the group Jamaat-ul-Mujahideen Bangladesh, which had been banned for more than 10 years. At least 9 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in a coastal town in Syria. It was the first such explosion reported since a new ceasefire was implemented last week. That ceasefire in Syria appeared fragile even before this attack as government forces escalated their offensive near the capital of Damascus, and a coalition of rebel groups said they would suspend their participation in preliminary peace talks set for later this month in Kazakhstan. The ceasefire excludes extremist targets, including rebel-held territory on the outskirts of Damascus. This is VOA News. Leaders of ethnically divided Cyprus will resume reunification talks on Monday after negotiations broke down last month. The Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot leaders agreed to meet in Geneva to discuss the state of negotiations and to exchange views on how to move forward in the interest of reaching a comprehensive settlement soon. The talks are aimed at drafting an agreement on how much territory each side will control in an envisioned federation. Japan has temporarily recalled the ambassador to South Korea because of Comfort Women statue installed in front of the Japanese consulate in the South Korean city of Busan. Comfort Women is the euphemism for women from across Asia who were forced to provide sex to Japanese soldiers during World War II and frontline brothels. As Japanese officials said on Friday, the replacement of that statue was extremely regrettable. He said Japan also halting economic discussions with South Korea and suspending talks on a new currency swap arrangement. A rising tide of automation in some trade deals have cost the United States millions of manufacturing jobs. Meantime, some U.S. companies say they cannot find people with the technical skills needed to fill critical jobs. VOA's Jim Randall reports on one U.S. shipbuilding company. It's using apprenticeships to build a high-tech workforce.
Apprentices, including Jordan Lacey, are helping to build the USS New Jersey.
It starts as a pile of pieces, and when it leaves, it's a finished unit.
The first-year apprentice at Newport News Shipbuilding also worked on a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier and looks forward to switching from paper plans to computer drawings.
How about a machinist? What's a machinist do?
He can learn design and other skills in class. The apprentice school's more than 700 students are paid company employees.
I think it's an education with a purpose, really.
Former apprentice Everett Jordan is director of education and says mixing classroom and practical training pays off. More than shipbuilding goes on here as apprentices learn many skills, including computer modeling. Jim Randall, VOA News, Newport News, Virginia.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is criticizing Japan's Toyota company, the world's largest automaker, for its plans to build its Corolla cars in Mexico and then sell them in the United States. In a message on Twitter, Mr. Trump wrote, "No way," he went on to write, "build plant in U.S. or pay big border tax." More on that story and the rest of the hour's news can be found on our website at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today.